Would you turn with me this morning to the seventh chapter of the Epistle to Romans? Romans chapter 7, a few scriptures for our meditation, and we will go into the eighth chapter just briefly. This passage has been before me several days, and I was meditating on it, and I feel like the theme or the title of this message is Life in the Spirit. And this seventh chapter, I love how God, the Holy Spirit, used Paul to bring this forth, because it speaks to where we are in this Christian journey and the struggles we go through. And Paul experienced this. And it doesn't say for sure, but it seems like this was from Paul's own personal experience. Beginning with the 14th verse, we'll read a few scriptures and comment. 14th verse, chapter 7. It says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now when it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not." Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in that situation? I know what I should do. I know what's right. But I just don't seem to have the strength at times. Let me read on. "Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death, of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." And I want to pause here for a moment. He talks about his struggles in this humanity. And I believe this applies to the unregenerate and the regenerate. As the Holy Spirit begins to work on us and touch us and reveal himself to us, and we come into contact with the holiness of God, we come into his presence. And there's a touch, and it's different for all of us, but there is a definite touch of God that we realize we're in his presence. We recognize by the revelation that he is so holy. And we see ourselves as we are, and we see this battle that goes on. We talk about spiritual warfare. This is part of spiritual warfare. It's not only battling with what is out there and the enemy of our soul, Satan, but it is also battling with this carnality, this carnal mind, this flesh, this sin that dwells within us. And Paul is making a case here, and he makes a beautiful case why the necessity of the Holy Spirit. Why do we need the Spirit? Why is it so important? What is God saying to us this morning? It is something that is so necessary, because we can't operate without it. We can't overcome it. We can have good intentions, we can have good thoughts, and we can make resolutions, and we can figure out how we're going to do things a certain way, but in the end, that carnal nature, that carnal man rears its ugly head, and it has its way at times. And here Paul says, "The things that I don't want to do, I do. The things I want to do, I don't do." That's what the law says. The law says only the law makes us understand what is sin. The law leaves us guilty before God. It says, "You sinned, you're guilty." That's as far as it can go. There's no help, no benefit. The law revealed sin to us when, you know, when we do something. And there's people today that think, well, I'm going to get into heaven because I'm a good person and I do good things. The righteousness of the law is of no benefit for the salvation of your soul. It doesn't save us. We can't do enough good things to earn heaven. We can't be good enough to earn heaven. We can't try harder to get to heaven. Praise God. You know, some people say, well, I'm going to try harder. I'm going to do better. It won't work. Because you're battling a foe inside of you, that this sin nature that is too powerful. And we need the Spirit of God to help us. Amen. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, help us. We have to deal with sin. With sin. You know, today I think my impression, this is just Brother Ron, that sin in the Christian community has become the proverbial four-letter word. Don't use the word sin. It's harsh. You know, it was a moment of weakness. It was your emotions got the best of you. It was a natural response. You hear all the excuses. We make them ourselves. I make them. And the Bible calls it sin. I love what David said in the Psalm. He said, Lord, I have sinned against you. I have sinned against you. That's hard to say. It's a lot easier to tell the Lord, you know, I got overwhelmed. I couldn't help it, Lord. It was a mistake. No, sin. It was sin. To fix the problem, we got to identify what the problem is. The problem isn't your emotions. The problem isn't your weakness. The problem is sin. And sin that dwells in us. Every one of us is born in sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory. There's not one righteous, the Word of God says. We're all sinners before the Lord. Until Jesus comes, praise God. And because of Christ, because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we have been set free. We've been washed clean, praise God. Oh, aren't you glad this morning? No other religion talks about redemption. Can even voice redemption. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ. Man is guilty before the Lord. The creation is guilty before the Creator. And it was the blood. It was Jesus that came and shed his blood and took the penalty of our sin. He took the penalty. All the wrath of God was poured out on him on the cross. That you and I could be redeemed. Praise the Lord. You and I could be washed clean. You and I no longer bear the guilt of that sin. Oh, praise the Lord. And Paul says, I don't understand myself why I'm like this. But now I understand it's the law of sin. It's sin is within me. It's not I that do it, but it's the sin in me. It overpowers me. Oh, wretched man that I am. Oh, wretched man that I am. And you know what? The answer to this, we read in several places, what is the remedy? Peter writes in his epistle, he says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you and I might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh, praise God. The scripture says, we've been given all things that pertain unto life and godliness. God called us to live a righteous and holy life. God called us to live a sin-free, spotless life. And someone might say, well, Brother Ron, that's just impossible. Even in our best moments, we have, you know, we have weaknesses. Yes, we do. But we don't practice sinning. We practice living righteous. It doesn't mean we don't stumble along the way at times and we make mistakes. Yes, we do. The brother asked the question this morning, if I have this right in the Bible class, about sin. When should we clean up our lives? As soon as we mess up. That was the answer. As soon as we sin. Because there is forgiveness in Christ Jesus. I'm so glad of that this morning. I'm so glad that there is forgiveness in Him. It is our own pride that holds us back from confessing our faults and our sins and saying, Lord, please forgive me. But I'm so glad we don't have to bear that sin. We don't have to carry it with us, because it's a weight. It bogs you down. It removes you from the presence of God. It puts an estrangement between you and God. And that's the problem between God and man, sin. And we have to eliminate it. How do we do that? Through the blood of Jesus. We say, oh, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Please forgive me. Lord, I sinned this afternoon. Lord, I lost my temper. Lord, whatever I did, I went to some place I shouldn't have went. Lord, I looked at something I shouldn't have looked at. Lord, I was mean-spirited and I was spiteful. Lord, please forgive me. And say the words, I sinned. Because it hurts. But it also brings freedom and deliverance. Oh, Father, I'm laying it. Lord, I'm being open and honest with you. I'm not trying to hide it. I'm not trying to whitewash it. I'm not trying to cover over it. Something I need to do. Oh, praise God. You know, the early fathers, I marked this down. There were seven root sins in the human heart that they noted: pride, covetousness, lust, envy, gluttony, indulgence of the flesh, anger, and sloth. Everything emanates from those. And we can recognize them. We can identify with them at times. But thank God for Jesus Christ. And Paul, at the end of this chapter, says, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And he goes on in the 8th chapter, and here, the beautiful part. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit. No condemnation. He didn't say conviction. He said condemnation. And there is a difference. There's a lot of similarities. But condemnation comes from Satan. Condemnation comes with a penalty. You've been judged and you're guilty. You got to pay this penalty. Condemned. No condemnation. But conviction is from love, from God. Like here, there's a better way. He wants to lead us back into unity with Him. Conviction. I'm thankful for conviction. Aren't you glad for conviction? It's how the Holy Spirit speaks to us. how the Holy Spirit, and he's a gentle spirit. He doesn't hammer us, oh, bad, bad, bad. No. You're headed down a bad path, a dangerous path. And it's immediate. It's not 2 weeks later, the Holy Spirit says, well, you know what you did 2 weeks ago. It's immediate. I love that. I remember going into progress reviews with my boss. Every once in a while, he'd bring up something that happened 6 months ago that never said anything about it. I'm thinking, what? Can you remind me of what was that? I just don't remember. Holy Spirit, it's instantaneous. He's the truth teller, amen? He's the revealer of truth and sin, and he just begins to open our mind and say, you know, immediately you know. You feel the guilt. Thank God. Because his desire is to maintain the unity. His desire is to maintain that communion with us. Praise God. There is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What's the answer? Walk in the Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide. Allow the Holy Spirit to draw you closer. Allow the Holy Spirit to move you. Allow the Holy Spirit, the still small voice, allow him to speak to your heart. Oh, praise the Lord. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That word enmity, irreconcilable hatred, that's what that word means. Enmity against God. The flesh doesn't want to be bound, doesn't want to be controlled. But the spirit man, the Holy Spirit, he helps us, praise God. Let me read on. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Let me ask you a question. Can we be baptized in the Holy Ghost and be in the flesh? The answer is absolutely. Absolutely. We can ignore all the pleadings and the encouragement of the Holy Spirit and just go and do our thing. So when we're in the flesh, we're in this humanity, we can't please God because we don't hear the Spirit. We're not subject to him. Praise God. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, listen to this promise. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. On the day of the rapture, that Spirit is going to quicken your mortal body. Brother Ron, I might be in the grave, but that's okay. Amen. There are going to be a lot of graves empty. Praise God. We had a whole group over there at St. Matthew's. We were just there on Memorial Day putting flowers at some of the graves. And I love going to St. Matthew's because our whole older church is all there. I feel like I'm having a kind of a reunion of sorts. I'm looking at the names and Brother Adelini and San Azaro and so on and so forth, all the names that are there. So I'd love to have a camera. I really won't care probably at the time, but I'd love to have a camera to see what happens on the rapture when those graves open up. and they're resurrected. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That same spirit that dwells in you will raise up your mortal body in that day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a promise. What a promise. And here his encouragement is, he says, I see there's a war going on in me. There's a war going on. I'm fighting my flesh all the time. I have to watch my temper, and I have to watch what I say and how I treat people. And I see that, you know, I just when people hurt me, I want to hurt back. When people revile me, I want to revile back. When someone, you know, levers a criticism in me, I want to give it right back to them. That's not the spirit. That's not the Christian way. That's the way of man. That's the carnal man. I told you this story one time. There was having an ongoing discussion, a little bit of an argument with one of the project managers with our purchasing group. And he did something that really set me off. And I was there, it was about 5 o'clock, and I said, oh, he's not getting away with this. And I just boom, 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 I'm typing out an email, and I'm just going to town, you know, and this and that and the other, and you're not gonna blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And finally the Spirit got a hold of me, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to let this sit overnight. And sure enough, I came back the next morning and I blew it away. Not because I'm such a wonderful person, but because the Holy Spirit says, this is not the way. Amen. That's not the way. You might be wrong, right? But you're wrong. You might have all justification, but you're wrong. Word of God says we're supposed to be peacemakers. Well, you mean let people walk all over us? If that's what it takes. Amen? That's hard to do. Come on, let's be real. Let's be real. That's hard to do. Why don't you say something? Why don't you address it? Why don't you just take them and shake them? Oh, believe me, the carnal man, my unsanctified man wants to do that. The unsanctified man wants to do a lot of things, but oh, praise God. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the control of the Spirit. Praise his name. Oh, Paul said, there's a war going on in my body. I see, I recognize what it is. Carnal against the Spirit. Carnal mind, enmity against God, doesn't want to be controlled by God. Oh, praise the Lord. You know what happens with the carnal man? There's guilt. After we sin, after we do those things, after we, you know, for the moment it feels good. Well, I blasted him. I just told him what I thought. I just let him have it. And you feel good for about 10 seconds. And you walk away from that and says, almost like you're outside of your body looking at yourself, who is this person? You know, what did I just do? Lord, help us. He goes on, let me read one more verse, I'm going to close. Therefore, brethren, 12th verse, we are not debtors to the flesh to live after the flesh, but if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. We talk about progressive sanctification. We're sanctified. The Holy Spirit comes in, we're sanctified. Amen. But we spend the rest of our life living up to that standard. Amen. That's why we call it progressive sanctification. Every day, Lord, purify me. Take off the rough edges, Lord. Remove those dark things in my life. Remove those things, Lord, I can't seem to control, those sins that get a hold of me, Lord. Purify me. Purify me. Praise God. If you through the Spirit, and the only way we can do it is through the Spirit. You can make all the resolutions you want. Say, I'm not going there. I'm not going to drink this. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to smoke this. I'm not. The only way you can do it is through the Spirit. Amen. The Paraclete, one called alongside to help, the one will hold you up, the one will strengthen you, the one will help you overcome, the one who, if you'll allow him, will you bring you into a deeper relationship with the Lord. Oh, praise God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, help us this morning. I believe Paul lays out one of the most beautiful arguments about the necessity of the Holy Spirit and the baptism. We need that power in our lives. Amen. It's not the fisticuffs power. It's not strength, the human strength. It's power to say no to sin. It's power to overcome this flesh. It's power to go before the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. It's power to overcome pride. Pride holds us back from so many things. Pride just invades our life. Pride just, it motivates us to do things that are just not spiritual. What did Satan fall from? Pride. It was before the Ten Commandments. Pride. I'm going to exalt myself. And that's what this humanity says. I'm going to exalt myself. We don't say it like that, but that's how we behave. And the Holy Spirit says, humble yourselves. Praise God. Lord, help us. Sister, brother, would you come forward? I'm going to stop right here. Let me read one more passage as they come forward. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And those strongholds could be in our lives. Amen? It could be a stronghold of fear or some other thing, a stronghold, some idol, some little g god, a stronghold. Something in our lives, a desire that we have, could be a stronghold. Paul in Hebrews, the writer talks about it's lay aside the besetting sins. Those are those sins that seem to glom onto you and glom onto me. They're different for all of us. Some person, it might be temper. Some, it might be lust. Some, it might be something else. But it's a besetting sin. It's something we got to put aside. The only way we can do it is through the Holy Spirit. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Yeah. He gives us that power through the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Jesus told his disciples, this is one of the most beautiful verses in the whole Bible. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Not before, but after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power. Well, I don't know if I can do it. You can do it. Well, look at me. I'm guilty. I fail the Lord. I'm miserable. I'm not worthy of the Lord. That's what the enemy says. That's condemnation. You're worthless. And God says, I love you. And God says, stand up and keep walking. Amen. Amen. God says, don't look internally. Don't look at yourself, because in ourselves, we'll disappoint ourselves. We got to look at Jesus. Oh, Lord, help me. Lord, I failed you today. I failed you yesterday. But Lord, I want to follow you. I want to do your will. Help me to overcome. Praise God. He is a faithful God. Don't stay where you are. Don't be satisfied with your condition. The Word of God, we find constantly in the Word of God, it talks us about drawing closer, about moving forward, about it, about maturing in Christ. Paul said in Corinthians, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. What's he talking about? Growing up? No, he's talking about in the Spirit growing up. I was a child in the Spirit once. I was young. I didn't understand, but as the Holy Spirit continued to work in me, I became a man. I became mature. The Holy Ghost helped me. I didn't do this on my own. It's not because I am such a wonderful person or I have such a strong personality. No, it's because of the Holy Spirit. Because of His power in our lives to help us overcome. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. The word this morning in the Bible class and here is all about focusing on ourselves, focusing on what, how we should be in Christ, not worrying about what's out there. A lot of things out there that are not good. But you know what? If we building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, what's the Holy Spirit telling us? Build yourself up. If ever there was a time when the church needed to be built up and on fire is today. Amen. People are looking for answers. People are looking for what's the truth? What's going on? There's a lot of hypocrisy and there's a lot of, you know, name it and claim it. And there's a lot of frauds out there. But oh, Lord, what is truth? They're looking for something. They're looking for light. Something they can believe in. The only one they can believe in is Jesus Christ. And how are they going to see Him if they don't see Him in us? Amen. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Amen. Prepare me to be a sanctuary. Praise the Lord. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May His name be praised.